church Sunday.
Back to church Sunday.
If you're here with us, or not here with us, we want to see you back in church next Sunday. We want you to be with us.
Amen. For the ones that are watching online that have not been able to make it out for a little while,
I want to challenge you personally to make it out back to church next Sunday,
September the 18th, for back to church Sunday. I know God's got something planned for us.
And no matter where you're at right now, if you're watching, I challenge you to go to a church, whether it's here or somebody else's church. The church of your choosing.
Amen. Because that's what God wants. We are never going to be happy walking this earth until we find out truly what Jesus means and does in each one of our lives. Amen. Satan can lie to us all he wants, but no matter how much we're living up in him and think we're happy, there's always something missing, some hole in our heart until we find Jesus. So again, I want to challenge everybody. If you can't make it here, again, make it out to a worship center of your choice. As long as they're worshiping Jesus, right? The good worship center. Amen. Hey, also, before we get into the message, y'all know what today is. We've already talked about it here, but I want to mention it online. Today is September the 11th. 2022, and 21 years ago, this morning, something happened that I can almost guarantee you, nobody in our country was prepared for, expected, or ever thought would happen on U.S. soil. Amen. Back then, there was all kinds of things going on around the world. U.S. embassies were getting attacked in different countries, and all kinds of crazy stuff back then. But we never once thought anything would happen on our regular soil, on the actual dirt in the U.S. Amen. And I know they don't teach that much of it in school anymore in the history. But 21 years ago this morning, a couple of commercial jets. At first, they thought it was like a little private jet. Accidentally flew into the Twin Towers in New York City. And then they realized that it wasn't just one plane, but it was actually two commercial jets, not private, but two commercial jets that had been hijacked and flown into the Twin Towers. There was four total, one in Pennsylvania, another one in Pennsylvania, and one almost at Arlington, almost at the Pentagon. And again, nobody thought. But I tell you a quick story about where I was. I was working for AT&T at the time in the call center here in Charleston. I'm taking calls that morning. And I can't remember the exact time. I know some people have it down to a science to say exactly what time in the morning it was. I know it was early in the morning. But I'm sitting there taking calls. And I get a call from a girl in New York City. And she's like freaking out on the other end. Because nothing had been announced at that point. Nothing had been put on TV or anything like that. I mean, it was almost immediate when the plane hit that I get this phone call. So I take the call, and the girl's freaking out. "You've got to put me in touch with my mom." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" That wasn't something that we did in customer service. You know, they had calling cards for that. That's what we did for AT&T calling cards. And they're like, I'm like, "What are you talking about? Why do I gotta get in touch with your mom?" "Well, the phones up here aren't working. And I need to let her know I'm okay." I'm like, you know, every once in a while you get prank calls that are just off the wall. But I'm sitting there thinking, what is going on? And then she proceeds to tell me And she's in New York City, about four blocks from the Twin Towers. And she's telling me that the planes had crashed into, I don't even know if the second one had been hit yet when she called. But she was telling me she had to get hold of her mom in Georgia to let her mom know that she was okay. And she was crying profusely because she couldn't deal. She was having a hard time dealing with the fact that she was alive. That she was alive. And most of her co-workers that worked in one of the towers were not home. Because she called in sick that morning. I was like, okay, I don't know if this. But normally, we're not allowed to place calls through. I said, I'm good. I don't care if I get in trouble or not. So I called her mom, whatever number she gave me in Georgia, and her mom answered the phone, and I relayed it through. But she was talking to her mom, telling her mom the same thing. She was crying to no end. To no end. And the only thing I could think of to tell her at that time was that God wasn't done with her. That's why she was spared. That's why she called him sick. Was because she still had a purpose of something to do with her life. Now, I don't know what she did after that or anything. But When we remember back, when we remember back, that's one of the things. I know a lot of people can think about it, about where they were, but some of us actually got, we weren't there, but we were there, if that makes sense, in the interactions that we had with the people that morning and later on that day as we continued the service. And get calls from it. So I just want to ask y'all to remember, never forget what happened on 9/11, 2001, for the rest of our lives. Because if we do, guess what? There's a very good possibility it could happen again. Amen. They built a brand new tower. It could happen again if we relax. Amen. I think that's all I have for the message. Y'all ready for the message? Today's title, y'all gonna like this one, it kind of goes in line with the last couple. Today's title, Discipline Over Regret. Discipline Over Regret. We sometimes have a hard time submitting to discipline, don't we? We have a hard time submitting to somebody telling us what to do. Amen. That's the human side of us. That's the carnal side of us. But today, that's what we're going to talk about. Being willing to be disciplined and not have regrets. Amen. We have a sum. When we make decisions, there's a sum total of this. In the end, for the decisions that we make, isn't there? We can be positive about things. Amen. We don't have to be negative, but a lot of times we are. A lot of times, I don't know about you, but I can remember times that I've been negative with people, and I look back at it and regret the way I acted, how mean I was, how carnal I was. Amen. And sometimes, when we get turned into things, we let them take over us. Amen. We let them control and have beyond control on us. Amen. We let some people that are OCD let our house take over on us. Because when we see it, no matter how clean it might be, we think it's filthy. Amen? We think it's filthy. Sometimes we have kittens in the house. Kittens are good sometimes, I guess. I've got a couple cat lovers in here. And apparently one is trying to join my household by the name of Journey. So if y'all like kitties, pray I let Journey stay in the house at some point. But when we play with them, what happens? What happens when we play with kitties? Yes, we get scratched. We get bit. Journey, as a matter of fact, day before yesterday, was laying out on the porch saying, "Hey!" Sprawled out. I can't do it because I'm not a cat. But had his arms, I don't know if it's a boy or a girl yet. Arms spread out both front and back paws, hollering, "Pet my belly. Pet my belly." So what did I do? Being the nice person that I am. Yeah, I don't really like that, but you know, being a nice person I am, I went in with the scratches in the belly. Yeah, exactly. What happened? Scratch all. How many paws they got in each paw? All four times out of my arm. And not only that, but some teeth as well. I was like, nope. He stayed out for a good while after that. But sometimes, the part of that story I'm trying to make is, sometimes we have choices between the types of pain we endure and take. Amen? Between an OCD pain in our brain or a kitty pain on our arm and hand. Sometimes we have a choice. Because guess what? If I would have never stuck my hand out to rub the cat's belly, kitty's belly, what would have happened? I would have never had pain. I would have never had any pain from it. Amen? Some of us, younger kids right now, might have the pain of obeying our parents right now. But think about that. If you don't obey your parents right now, you're going to have the pain of consequences later. You're going to have the pain of choices you make now, later in life. Amen? Some of us that are going to school, studying stuff, we might have the pain of studying now. I don't know about you, but yes, studying is not fun. Studying is not good. Amen? But what happens if you don't study? You don't have the pain of having to retake the class later because you failed it. Amen. We might have the pain of saying no to temptations right now. Whatever the temptation might be. Amen. But if we don't, then we might have the pain of trying to beat an addiction later. Amen. We might have the pain right now of living within our means. But if we don't live within our means, later on, we might have the pain of climbing that climbing debt that we accumulate later. Amen? So here's what we should do. We should choose the pain of discipline now, not the pain of regret later. Amen? We should choose the pain of discipline now, and not the pain of regret later. Discipline is also choosing between what we want now and what we want most. What we want now and what we want most. And that can go for all walks of life. Amen? That goes for most of us. We know what we do. We know what we want. Amen? We're not inconsistent in that. Amen. If we have to find out something, we've got these great new toys, don't we? That are on our phones. Some of us that have apples are called what? What's that help we go? What's her name? Siri.
Google's name is what?
Alexa.
Alexa.
What's Samsung's name?
Samsung.
Bob. It's like Sam, that's what I was going with. We got all kinds of helps, don't we? We got all kinds of helps in that. You also got stuff to figure out what you're doing now. I don't know about you, but we can be our own doctor now. Just go to WebMD and whatever you think your problem is, type it in there. And they think they can diagnose it, don't they?
Sometimes, though, that's got consequences. Amen? Sometimes we need to be more disciplined and actually go to a real doctor. Because if WebMD misdiagnoses us, we're going to regret that later, aren't we? And a lot of us don't know how to do anything around the house.
Yeah, I'm looking at myself. Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. Some of us, if we don't know how to do anything around the house, where do we go? We don't call Brother Bruce or Brother Matt. Come on. I can't move my man card and call him up and say, hey, well, how do I do that? Nope. We just go online. Where? YouTube. YouTube has everything. YouTube can fix everything.
Yeah.
And some of those YouTube videos are pretty short and fixed in their time to show you how to fix something that should sometimes just take like an hour. Oh, we get that done in 16 minutes. Yep. You can. You can. And if you follow that discipline, guess what? You're going to regret it later when you got to take it to a real mechanic if it's a car. Amen.
But we got to choose the discipline between what we want now and what we want the most. The first scripture today comes from the book of Romans. This is the NLT version, New Living Translation. The book of Romans 7, 15, 18 and 19, and 24 and 25. NLT says it this way. Romans 7, 15. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. How many of y'all felt like that? We want to do what's right, don't we? But we don't. Instead, everybody say instead. Give me an instead in the comments or the watching at home. Instead, I do what I hate. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but what? I don't. Amen. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. Sound like Satan got someone to hold somebody, don't he? I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. Oh, and this is 24 and 25. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? And then verse 25 says what? Thank God! Thank God. Everybody give me a thank God.
Thank God.
Everybody that's watching at home, give me a comment. Thank God.
The answer is who?
Jesus Christ. The answer is in Jesus Christ, our Lord.
That's the only answer that we should be striving for. Because that's the only answer that's going to make us happy. That's the only answer that's going to make us have true joy in our heart. Amen? That's the only answer that's going to keep us out of some place that we don't want to go. Amen? That's the only answer that's going to keep us out of hell. So the question is, who can deliver me? Who can deliver me? Nobody else but Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen? With Christ's help, we can change. But only with Christ's help can we change. Amen? We got to choose discipline over regret. Choosing what I want most over what I want now.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and 25, also NLT version, says this: Do you not realize that in every race, that in a race everyone runs, but only one person gets the prize? So run to what?
Win.
Everybody at home, comment win in the comments. So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win a prize that will fade away. Amen. But we do it for an eternal prize. We do it for an eternal prize. Amen. We do it for the crowning glory in heaven. Amen. So let me read that through again, because I know I stumbled on part of it. The 24 says, Do you realize that in every race, everybody runs, but only one person gets a prize? So run to win. All athletes are disciplined in their training. They do it to win the prize that will be fading away. But we do it for an eternal prize. And that goes for all athletes. Amen. Not just in a race of foot, of running. Amen. But also in all sports. In football, basketball, baseball. The object... Oh, well, I would say the other football, soccer, but they accept ties, so they don't. The object is to win. Amen. Win, not lose. But even if you come in last in the race, or last on the football field, amen, our object should be to be disciplined, to still run or finish that football game to the best of our ability, to everything that Christ has put inside of each one of us, to every discipline we've done to train for that moment, to try to win. Amen. We got to maximize it. We got to be positive. Amen. We got to develop it over time. And that's when we can achieve the most. Amen. And we gotta have we gotta be in competition with each other. We gotta be in competition with each other. God loves healthy Christian competition. Amen. That is for His glory. Amen. All athletes, again, are disciplined in their training. Some of them train for 10 months. Maybe some of the ones that run the marathon, like the race that they were actually talking about back in. Maybe some of them trained and ran for 10 months, training to make sure that they could better their time from when they started to when they actually ran the race. They got to be disciplined. Amen? Or what's going to happen? What's going to happen if you go for 10 months? Everybody else is trained. You're not. Who do you think will finish last in that race? It's not going to be people training, is it? They're going to be in some semblance of shape. Amen. It's probably going to be us if we're not training. If we're not disciplined enough to set out and train. Amen. And some of those races, some of the athletes, some of them don't because Satan still gets in their brain. But some of them have a very strict diet that they go by every day. Some of them, they don't have no wine, no beer, no alcohol, no junk in their bodies when they're training. And they train themselves to be able to endure both cold and heat. Because we don't know what the weather's going to be like the day we might be running a race or doing a competition, do we? But no matter what it's like, what did they do? Every one of them tried to run to win. Amen? Every one of them tries to run to win. So let us strip off everything that hinders us from running the race. We got to be motivated. Amen? And the only one that's going to truly motivate us is God
in Jesus. We got to run to win. We got to have the pain of discipline for the prize in the end. Now, we know that we need that discipline and pain for the prize of eternal life. Amen. We got to do now, though, what we want most to achieve most. We got to live now so that we can achieve eternal heaven and eternal life with Jesus in the end. So that we don't regret what we've messed up along the way. Amen. What do you want most? Some of us would say, oh, how about the lottery ticket? I wouldn't have to work, wouldn't have to do nothing, would I? Some of them will say, marry a different husband.
Right.
Some of us might say, marry a different wife. Amen. Some of us might say, a different job. Amen. A different house. Some of us got crazy family that we have. Some of us will be like, how about we get rid of them? That's what I want the most. So you don't have to call Uncle Jerry and say, hey, what crazy stuff have you been doing today? You don't have to worry about crazy Jerry if you get rid of him, do you? No, we're not getting rid of him. We're not bumping anybody off. It's just a thought. But a lot of times when somebody asks, that's the answer that we get to that question of what we want most. It's something material. Amen. Something material. Some type of material item. And guess where it's going? All material items are temporal. None of them will go to heaven with us. No matter how much you win in the lottery, guess where it's going when you die? It ain't going to heaven with you. Oh, it ain't going to hell with you either, but I'm just saying. It's not going anywhere but here on earth. Amen. We got to be close. We got to get closer to God. Every one of us. So that we can be in His discipline each and every day. If we want to lose pounds, we got to be closer to God. Satan ain't going to make us lose pounds. If we want to improve our marriage, we got to be closer to God. If we want to get free from addiction, guess what? We need to be closer to God. Amen. What was that last one? I don't know. Oh. If we want to get out of debt, also, we have to be closer to God. Because God's will is not for us to be in debt. Amen. That's not. Debt is a plan of Satan, not a plan of God. So I ask you again, what do you need to choose now to achieve what you want most? Do you want to be closer to God? Do you want to be closer to God? Well, guess what? For those that aren't here, and you can come back next week for Back to Church Sunday and get closer to God. Amen? Because that's what it's going to take. You sitting at home or just sitting here and not being part of the service, just being in the building, is not going to get us closer to God. Amen? We got to commit to our church. We got to commit to service. We got to commit to serving the Lord. Amen? Whether it be here at 3 Mile or wherever you're at, that's the only way we're going to get closer to God. Just sitting at home, reading your Bible every once in a while, is not going to get you closer to God. Amen. What happens when we want to lose 20 pounds? What do? We don't just sit at home and eat more out of the kitchen freezer, do we? Nope. We change our eating habits. We quit eating so much bread, pasta. Yes, that's me. Well, what do? Go join the gym. Amen. There's more chances of us losing 20 pounds if we join the gym than sitting at home. Amen. Or hire a personal trainer to give us help on our diet. If we want a better marriage, what do? Might try date night. Amen. Might try a support group. Might try counseling.
But you don't just, if you want to change it, you just don't sit there, do you? You always try to be disciplined in something. What do we do if we want to get free of addiction? Just sitting there, not doing anything about it, is not going to get us out of addictions. Amen. The first thing is, and the hardest thing is, we got to admit it. We got to admit that we got a problem with something, whatever that addiction might be. Amen. And then what we got to do? Admit it. All right. Well, I've addressed that. Your next step is find some help. Amen. Because just admitting it is not going to get you out. There are steps that you have to go through. There are disciplines that you have to change in your lives to get out of it. So the next step is ask for help. Also, like the marriage, go to counseling. Amen. Go to support groups. They help just like they do in the marriage. Amen. They help with getting out of addiction. Amen. But what do you do if you want to try to get out of debt? Oh, here's a no-brainer for you. God just dropped this on me. Y'all ready? Stop spending money. If you want to get out of debt, stop spending money. Especially if you don't have the money. Amen? That's your first step. Because you don't have to admit it. You already know by your bank account you're in debt. So your first step, stop spending money. And then again, find some type of financial counseling. Amen? That can give you some peace over it. So see, just like all those other things in our lives, if we want to change, that going back to that first one, if we want to get closer to God, we got to change. Just sitting around doing the same old thing is going to get what? The same old results. Amen? We got to get back to church. We got to commit to being in a church. And not just showing up inside the building, but actually being the church, being part of the church. Amen? And so, and for all those different situations, guess what? Those disciplines are hard, hard work. Aren't they? They're hard to do. Amen? But we got to choose our pain. Amen? That's going to help us with that discipline so that we don't have regret in the end. The last scripture for today is this. 1 Corinthians 9:26-27 NIV says this. So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I discipline my body like an athlete, training it to do what it should. Amen. Training our bodies to do what it should in those athletics or whatever the discipline might be. Because when we train our bodies to do it, it will automatically, after a certain period of time, it will automatically start doing it. Amen. And some of us, that might be easy for. Some of us, those trainings and disciplines might be easy for us. Others, not necessarily. Amen. We might not be naturally disciplined at the right things. We might find it easier to do the things that are going to be counterproductive to the disciplines that's going to get us where we need to be and get us trained to finish that race. Amen. You're trying to lose weight, but we got a problem. We might love chocolate donuts. Amen. Trying to be happy in the marriage, but we might have kids fighting in the household. We got to change that behavior, don't we? Where we can actually commit and can do those disciplines. And the same thing goes for walking. We got to have purpose in every step that we take. Amen. We got to retrain our brain. That's how we defeat food addictions, gluttony, whatever you want to call it. That's how we defeat regular addictions. Amen. We got to train our brain differently, or retrain it differently than the way we've been living. We got to get rid of the stuff and the lust in our brain. Amen. And we got to put in the fact that we need Christ. Amen. The fact that we need boundaries and we need accountability. Because there's no time. Everybody say no time. Everybody at home comment. There's no time. There is never a time that we will not need Christ. Amen. We need Him every day. We need His grace daily. We got to make daily choices to follow that grace. Amen. We got to make daily choices to conform us to the image of Christ. And with Christ's help, not our help, amen, but with Christ's help, we got to choose that discipline over regret. Alright. As we're coming for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I once again thank You today, Lord, for Your Holy Spirit getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord, with Your message, Jesus. Lord, I thank You for Your message, Lord. Lord, of discipline over regret, Lord. Lord, I ask that You put a new drive in each one of our hearts, Lord, that we would want to change whatever the issue that we might be having right now, Lord, with the discipline to follow You, Lord, and to complete the race that You've given us, Lord. Lord, I ask for the new drive in each one of us, Lord, to want to finish that race and see each other in heaven when we all get there, Jesus. And Lord, we thank You for each and everything You do, Lord. As always, I thank You for Your words spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, I ask You just to bring us back to our next appointed time, Jesus. Lord, I ask You next Sunday that You get all glory, honor, and praise, Lord, as we do back to church Sunday, Lord. We know we all need You more each and every day, Lord. And we thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.